This is Duchess Willow of Ebony Femdom Phone Sex Podcast. Happy belated May the 4th be with you, for all you Star Wars fans. If you'd like to read my latest blog, before I tell you what the topic is, go now to ebonyfemdomphonesex.com, which is my blog. Now let's get into it, because this podcast is about Ebony Femdom Blasphemy. And it's a little story I titled, Hookers with Dicks in Church. Sometimes you get inspiration from strange places and conversations. In this particular case, a couple of years back, my cohorts and I, well, technically they did, hosted an in-world blasphemy femdom event called Cocksucker Confessional. While I probably don't get many religious-themed calls, I did have a brief cameo in one of the videos sold from that event. A fallen black angel led down the path of debauchery and sinful pleasures, which is where I got the idea for hookers with dicks in church. If you have any sort of strong religious beliefs, the best time to stop reading was 4 sentences ago. The second best time to stop reading is now, because it needs to be clear that I'm not a religious person. I have my own spiritual beliefs, so keep your preaching off of my post. Furthermore, if you have ever read any of my erotic stories on my blog, like Ebony Demon Succubus or the Demon Nurse, you know I give zero fucks about religion. Now for the fun stuff. I do, in fact, get blasphemy phone sex calls. What's interesting about these calls is that they usually don't tell me straight away that this is what they want. I usually have to beat it out of them, which they enjoy, until they combust into self-made cum puddles. So for this particular blog, we're going to discuss an Ebony Femdom fantasy that involves both real and artificial strap-on, if you will, penises. So let's just say you're a wayward man who is finding his path again, and you enter into a church that you think is simply a place of worship. You're right, it is, but not the type of worship that you think. And you immediately know something is off when the priest of the church emerges, straightening her robe, smiling at you, whilst a buxom, curvy black woman saunters out of her private confines. The priest, priestess, asks you if you would like to pray. You're a little dumbfounded because you'd always been taught by the patriarchy that only men can lead a church, but you nod, and she beckons you forward. As you rise from your church pew, you notice more women coming in, all of them dressed either provocatively or scantily clad. What's going on here, you wonder? But being a man, you blindly follow the priestess and kneel before her as she places a hand on top of your head and begins murmuring something, with closed eyes and her head lolled back, seemingly in bliss. It doesn't sound like any prayer you've ever heard, and you squint and notice that it appears the priestess is fondling herself under her robe while tightening her grip on your head. Open your mouth and take the body of... You open your mouth and hear the voices of angels humming of approval, feminine voices all around. And then, suddenly and quite aggressively, your mouth is filled with, wait a minute, could it really be a... You make a gurgled choking sound as the length of it fills your mouth. Ah, yes, my boy. Suck it and take it in. The other women surround you, and from your peripheral vision, you can see them all making masturbatory gestures, groping, stroking, and thrusting their hips. The sound of moans and sighs of pleasure, you keep sucking. The priestess gasps and suddenly pulls the long, thick object from your mouth and proceeds to spray your face with a thick, white substance. You lick your lips, grimacing, expecting to taste the salty brine that is semen. But to your surprise, it's got a sweet, nutty flavor that is familiar. You've tasted it before. She chuckles. Cream of coconut. Erupting into laughter. I use it in my daiquiris all the time, she says. Blinking, you turn your head to look around and discover there are several women smiling and laughing at you. Some of them are wearing strap-on harnesses, similar to the priestess, which squirts, and some of these ladies have real cocks. Oh my. Finding yourself aroused and confused, you ask, what kind of church is this? The beautiful black woman arches an eyebrow, staring at you. Church, she says in a mocking tone. Boy, this is no church. I just bought the building and decided to make it a commune for my ladies-in-waiting, sex workers, dominatrices, trans women, ebony strap-on femdoms like myself, and those like myself who enjoy kink. The ebony witch conjurer smirks at you. That's when you finally notice the crucifix is a rather lewd one, and the stained glass windows are filled with images of women in varying sexual displays. The paintings are all dominant women, mostly, pegging men and sitting on their faces, various visual depictions of femdom. One ass worship painting depicting a woman getting her ass eaten by an eager submissive. If you have a blasphemous fantasy that you're too timid to discuss with just anyone, I invite you to enter my chambers for chat. Your religious beliefs are of no consequence to me. There are many Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Wiccan, New Age priestess, I care not. You just bring me your horny thoughts, obviously. For many men of many religions, demoness women leading a church and anal sex and homosexual perversions are rather taboo, which makes for an exciting phone sex fantasy. So call me by dialing 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow. If you need assistance with a custom audio or text session availability, please email me at willow@enchantrixempire.com. As I do not actively monitor Skype or Discord, oftentimes I'm AFK, so you will get a free ignore session if you try to get my attention over there. And also, your cold adding me there or attempting to hold a conversation with me will be ignored. I do hope I've made myself clear. Until then, I hope you've enjoyed this blasphemy podcast. Stay safe and stay blessed.